This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Don Blakeman. He's an earthquake analyst at the National Earthquake Information Center from the U.S. Geological Survey. We want to get his thoughts real quickly on the 6.1 earthquake, which most are saying is an aftershock in Haiti, just a little over a week after the massive 7.0 quake caused so much devastation. And Don, thanks so much for your time today.
Sure, you're welcome.
How do you determine whether this is an aftershock or a separate incident?
Well, this is an aftershock, and currently, after more analysis and more data has come in, we're calling this latest aftershock a magnitude 5.9.
Okay.
Still a very large earthquake in its own right. We can tell that it's an aftershock because, first of all, it's in the same region, same basic location, but also it has the same sense of movement along the fault as the main shock, and this is a very typical thing that we see after large shallow quakes is these types of aftershocks.
How long do aftershocks generally last after the initial major quake?
Well, it depends, of course, on the size of the major quake, of the main shock. But for a quake like this, an aftershock series like this, we would expect to see some aftershocks for weeks and perhaps months afterwards. But the good news is, typically, as time goes by, the size of those aftershocks gets smaller, and how often they happen, the frequency becomes less often.
So they
will taper off.
Are you surprised that of the magnitude of this aftershock a week later, or is that not that big of a surprise?
No, it's not a surprise at all. With a magnitude 7 main shock, I would have expected some aftershocks in the 6 range, which is basically what we're talking about here. This is very characteristic of this sort of a quake series.
What larger lessons are out there, not only from the initial major quake last week, but the aftershocks, and also what we're hearing about what happened in Central America and even as far as the Caymans in the last few days?
Well, we're having a lot of earthquakes, but of those quakes, a lot of them are just pretty much business as usual for the Earth. We're seeing the same types of earthquakes we have seen. The only thing that might be different and may be related to the Haiti quake series is the one in the Cayman Islands. That's a possibility that one's related. It may be what we call a triggered earthquake. That's something that'll be studied. It's hard to know about. The others, probably unrelated. They're just, the Earth has a lot of earthquakes all the time in these zones. As far as the larger lesson to be learned, since we know that these quakes do happen, although they're infrequent, it's infrequent to have quakes this size in Haiti. They've happened in the past, and we know they'll happen in the future. And so the thing to learn from this is when the rebuilding gets underway, those buildings have to be built to better standards, to better codes, to protect people in the future. It's a difficult thing economically and politically, but that's really what we have to focus on.
Back to the aftershock today, Don. How close was it to the original epicenter from the quake last week?
I believe it's a little bit to the west. I don't have a number on that, but it's relatively close.
Doesn't seem from most media outlets that there was a whole lot of additional damage where most of the damage was in the capital city. So does that suggest that it was far enough away that it wouldn't add to it, or is the damage pretty much already been done, do you think?
Well, I think the key here is that the damage has pretty much already been done.
You mentioned that these types of earthquakes are rare in Haiti. Some said it's the worst one since about 200 years ago. How do we get a good handle on just how severe earthquakes were that long ago?
Well, obviously, in the 1770s, which is when this other quake we think was of similar size occurred, there were no instruments. There was no science of seismology as such. And so what we have to do is look at old news reports, if they exist, people's diaries, maybe administrative records from the government at the time, and try to estimate from the way they described the damage and how it was felt, try to estimate what that magnitude must have been.
Don, very interesting stuff. Thank you so much for your time today.
Sure, you're welcome.
Don Blakeman is an earthquake analyst at the USGS National Earthquake Information Center. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.